Yes, it's all go. Since the last episode of the Labour kerfuffle, which I'm now calling a palaver, shit's really hit the fan in that there parliament. There were these people, I think you might remember, who were shadows. And they all said, I'm resigning. Well, actually, they didn't. They all said this new one, which is, I'm stepping down. Stepping down! Stepping down! This is a new thing. I think in the olden days, people were like, I quit, or I'm leaving. But now, no, it's, I'm stepping down. So, this lady from the north of England, she said, I'm stepping down. She also said a couple of days later, actually, I'm going to step up. So she stepped down and now she's stepping up. So, we're going to call her the Lady in Red. And she was like, I'm going to be a leader. I can do leadership. And I'm a woman and I'm from England. And she did this, like, thing where she got, like, some of her friends, some of her bezies in a room near Parliament, and she had her hair done, and she was looking quite on fleek, and she was like, I be the leader, and everyone was, like, clapping, so she'd say, hi, I'm gonna do it. And they were thinking, how do we communicate the fact that this is a lady, and she's from so-called Great Britain. I'll tell you how. Someone came up with this great idea. We're going to go with Jean. Jean was out back. And someone said, Jean, I've got an idea. Go out back, get those Union Jacks and make them pink. Edgy realness. But, quite unfortunately, what's happened is, because people who like Corbyn are evidently completely violent, but in a very vintage way, they threw a brick through her office window. it's horrible, but it feels very 80s. So come on, left. I mean, you know, if you're going to do it productively and creatively. Have I just endorsed violence? No, what I'm saying is, don't be violent, but like, anyway, shut up now. So, meanwhile, the vegetarian cyclist, he said, ah, well, listen up, queens. I'm ready for the battle. I'm ready to lip sync for my life. But the people, the shadows, were like, bitch, better go home because you're not going to be able to fight in this round. And then it turned a little bit like Channel 5, that lip sync program, where then the vegetarian was like, no, I better be able to do it. And then the shadows kind of all were like, awkward, she won't go home, fine. So he was like, I'm not leaving. And I mean, this is something I relate to because in 2005, I was forcibly removed from GAY for wearing a sleeping bag. Don't ask. So it's been decided that the vegetarian cyclist can automatically be a part of the gang that fight for their lives. Whilst all this is happening, okay, so this is not just the only thing. Whilst this is happening, there are like loads of people on the internet who have joined the Labour Party. Like even my mum has done it and she's not very good at the internet. So, I mean, it took me a while to kind of explain to her how to do it. Cheryl. These people were like, right, well, we're going to vote Labour because, you know, Labour is the voice of the people, isn't it? Wrong. Wrong. Completely wrong. They've decided, they, like five of them, probably, that's not a fact, they've decided that if you give them £25 between the hours of 0001 and 0004 on the 19th of July, by cheque or national bond, accompanied with a selfie of Tony Benn, you can vote for who you want to be the leader of your party. This is the party of the people, but this is the hoops that you've got to jump through, and you've probably got to audition for Britain's Got Talent at the same time. I'm fucking livid. But meanwhile, right, David Cameron, yeah, you're welcome. He's like, I'm leaving, bitches, in a, like a very soft voice, not in a very aggressive voice. And then he turns, exit stage left, and he's like, do, 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 do. Technically, UKIP are offering a stronger opposition to the Tory party at this very moment. Sort it out, you bunch of fucking cunts!